netyarrows.com. The unofficial Netyarrows archive site, article tile colon. The Black PlayStation Making Games at Home. The Black PlayStation Making Games at Home author, M. Gosher Date. 2020-08-07-1029+0200 tags, media, articles comments. Open article from official Australian PlayStation magazine, issue 9 from April 1998. Obviously, it doesn't mention Netyarrows games released after early 1998. Not all images from the article are here, but YouTube videos were inserted, if gameplay is available. The Black PlayStation, Making Games at Home. The Netyarrows is Sony's global experiment at encouraging amateur gamers into the field of developing games for the PlayStation. Since its release almost 2 years ago, thousands of would-be programmers have joined the Yarrows team. Roscoe P. Coltrane investigates the fruits of their labor. Netyarrows, the state of play. Many readers will have heard of the Netyarrows PlayStation by now. Released about 18 months ago in Japan, and a bit later everywhere else, the Yarrows is part of Sony's innovative effort to bring back the days of the lone programmer, and try and bring some new talent into the PlayStation game design world as well. The Yarrows is basically a PlayStation with a PC interface, and a bunch of software tools that allows games to be written on the PC, or Mac, and then dumped into the PlayStation for testing, and playing. Thousands of Black PlayStations have been sold all over the world, a number of which reside in various places around Australia and New Zealand, and people are starting to ask the question, where are the Yarrows games? To be fair to the people who bought a Yarrows, it's still early days yet. Becoming a game designer and programmer from scratch is no mean feat. Another delaying factor that seems to have affected quite a few Yarrows programmers is the limitation the machine places on them only being able to use the PlayStation's internal code libraries, rather than allowing them to make their own. Libraries are sort of shortcuts the programmers can use when programming in C or another such language, and it saves them having to write machine codes to access the base level commands and functions of the machine. The PlayStation's built-in libraries aren't the best, however, and run a bit too slowly to be used in cutting-edge game design, which is why developers like Infogrames, V-Rally, and Psygnosis, Wipeout 2097, Formula One, write their own libraries for each game they produce. Well, it seems that a lot of Yarrows owners want to do the same thing, and many of them have spent their time working around the limitations that Sony placed on the Yarrows in the design of its programming software. So rather than develop games, what we have are a bunch of sub-programs, API and hacks, which allow the owners to do more with the system than Sony originally intended. Yarrows owners, who have concentrated on making games however, have been producing some interesting little demos, and some of the Japanese owners have made some very nice little games indeed. They got their machines 6 months before the West, mind you. Above the elusive Netyarrows PlayStation in all its matte black glory, not more than just cool looking, the Yarrows actually lets you write your own games. Not the full Netyarrows package comprises of the Black PlayStation, software and connections to hook it up to your PC. Not for players who've dreamed of making their own game, the Netyarrows lets you do it. Not all you need is a PC, a little talent, and time. Paul Holman 1997, Netyarrows C Launch Presentation Video by Typowy, PSX Power. The games. Frustrated with a lack of vital information, PlayStation Magazine recently launched a covert operation aimed at liberating certain Yarrows demo discs from Sony HQ. After scaling the fence, shooting the guard dogs, seducing the receptionist, and weeing in the toilet with the seat down, we actually managed to get our hands on some of these secret demos. Unfortunately, we lost a few men along the way, but that, as they say, is the price of victory. From what we've seen on these discs, the Japanese Yarrows owners have definitely got the jump on everyone else. Some of the Japanese demos also look suspiciously like they've been put together by real commercial developers, but it's impossible to know for sure until we raid Sony's bunker again at least. Image. Montage of images from the article. West. The European Yarrows creations, most of which came out of England, all display a bit of nostalgia in their style, with a lot of the demos on that disc being recreations of old classics or simple graphics experiments. The most spot-on of these is probably Tuna Technologies' Manic X, which is a straight rip-off of that old classic Pac-Man. Manic X is fast and polished and, while it may seem like a waste of the PlayStation's power, is very good for a first effort. Manic X gameplay video by Sitchin Ajigal. on the same, but slightly different Mantis Cars Bastards Kanemon, Ahem, which is a 3D third person, i.e. like Tomb Raider, Pac-Man. The incredible Kanemon gameplay video by Chaos Ruins. Cars still has a bit to learn about gameplay, however, with a really bad choice of viewing angle and control layout making this hard to play. The most accomplished works on the European disc are probably Stuart Ashley's clone, Louis Evans' Between the Eyes, featured on our issue 6 demo CD, and Engine 6 by Derek Lee Gilchrist. Clone is a simple Doom clone set in a dungeon-type environment, and admittedly it's not something you'd want to pay money for. It is, however, very solid, and serves as an indication of the potential offered. The graphics are smooth and wobble-free, the collision detection is on the money, and the controls fast and responsive too. Clone gameplay video by AC Retro. Between the Eyes is a 3D tunnel racer that allows you to choose one of several spaceships and race computer opponents through a giant hollow psychedelic spaghetti. Engine 6 is a little on the freaky side too, but is simply a 3D engine test program with a few solid figures sitting in a 3D landscape. It does have one unique feature though, it demonstrates a special effect known as environmental mapping, something that the N64 has built in, but which the PSX doesn't normally handle very well. Between the Eyes gameplay video by PS1 Demo Museum. These games are from European developers, and many show influences from past classics, such as Pac-Man, Breakout, Asteroids and a host of old Amiga titles. East. Unfortunately for the European ego, the Japanese disc leaves the European one for dead, both in terms of gameplay and production quality. It is here that we can see the Yaro actually living up to its promise. As soon as we saw the first title, it screamed Japanese so loudly we heard a tourist bus pull up outside the office. No hackneyed old arcade cliche is here. The standout title is easily Fatal Soft Stereo Incognita, a sort of 3D RPG platform game, kind of like the love child of FFVI and Dex 3D. This effort was polished so hard it gleamed. A groovy little animated interactive intro, and funny Japlish translation topped off a fast and smooth little gem. You could well be seeing this in stores sometime in the future. The other really awesome game on this disc was a shooter that unfortunately had no English translation for its name or developer, so we'll refer to it as Game X. Game X is a truly beautiful thing, and it's doubtful whether the developer used Sony's internal libraries, it's just too fast and busy for that. The closest thing I can compare it to is Zevius 3D, but it's even spunkier than that. A top-down shooter with lush 3D asteroids and alien ships coming in wave after wave, and some really wicked manga-style weapons to crush them with, tops. Coming in close behind these two is Hover Race, which has you zooming around the streets of Tokyo in a little hovercraft of your choice in a race against several computer-controlled competitors. This title features a smooth frame rate and very cute graphics, as does Tan Tank by Team Spirit and Nana Tan by someone else, more Japanese. Both of these games use tank battles as the basis of their gameplay, and do it with style. Tan Tank is actually a complete game, and quite addictive to boot. Blast your way through ever more difficult levels against increasingly deadly foes with guided missiles, a machine gun, and your main cannon. If I was to give an award for the funniest game in this set, it would have to go to Gas Girl. Gas Girl? You know that old saying, I wouldn't throw her out of bed if she farted? Well, Gas Girl is here to put it to the test. She's a nicely rendered 3D platforming gal, whose bowels have been turned into a lethal weapon by deranged Japanese scientists. Fluff your way through the caverns to freedom. Finally, a little thing called Fujiyama, not a game, but an interactive postcard of Mount Fuji, photographed from various angles from the small towns that sit at its base, nothing as crazy as that on the Euro disc. So once again the Japanese prove that ultra-conformity, extreme insecurity, massive psychological repression, and a panty vending machine on every street corner is the secret of a successful games industry. Or maybe they just released the Yaros outside Japan 6 months later to make the rest of us look bad. There is still no definite Yaros star, no announced commercialization of any titles, and, in the West, interest seems to be declining a bit with most independent Yaros sites closing down. But on the strength of the Japanese Yaros games alone, Sony can claim a success here, and has indeed flushed out some previously hidden and worthwhile talent. The Japanese games follow tried and tested styles. Below, one of the most promising Yaros games from Japan is Fatal Soft Stereo Incognita. Stereo Incognita gameplay video by Bippo Ernesti. Below, Hover Race is like F-Zero. Hover Racing gameplay video by Gegs. Below, Gas Girl saves the day. Gas Girl gameplay video by Chaos Ruins. The Curious Cat Game, video unavailable. Where do I sign up? Before you rush off and make your own game, you'll need to know the basic requirements. Hardware-wise, you'll need a 486DX266 PC, or faster, with one or more serial ports, and a modem, at least 28.8 bps recommended, for connection to the Netyaro's website, a CD-ROM drive, a hard disk with 10 MB/3, to set up basic development environment, at least 4 MB RAM, and a SVGA PC monitor. As support, for contact with other members, and demo exhibitions based around the members' website, Netyaro's members are advised to have an internet connection. Do not expect to use Netyaro's to learn how to program. In order to get started with Netyaro's, you should have experience in C programming, and a knowledge of a 2D graphic creation editing tool. In addition, at least a basic grasp of a 3D modeling package, and a sound creation editing tool would help you get the best out of your Netyaro's kit. The Netyaro's kit comes complete with everything you need to get programming for the members' Netyaro's PlayStation. However, some may prefer to use the complete development environment of Code Warrior, Windows 3.1, or Windows 95, which is compatible with the Netyaro's kit. There is also a Code Warrior for Macintosh users. Full details of what you'll need, and how to purchase the Netyaro's system can be found at the official website. http://www.c.sony.co.ukyoinfondex.html. More information on how to join, and the user agreement, see http://netyaros.com. Media: the PlayStation Game Maker. Disassembling Netyaros. How to join. Last.2c but not least.2c. How to pick up a Netyaros, and all the legalities involved. School Games. The Digital Entertainment Academy, DEA, in central Tokyo is one of the new colleges in Japan, which provides dedicated courses in game design. DEA courses cover graphic and creative design and programming, which nearly 1,000 students have attended to date. There are 359 students currently studying at the college. The academy uses modern, leading-edge equipment including all the usual platforms, and now the startlingly innovative Netyaro's games development system, with 53 students currently developing on Netyaro's. The college chose to use this development system so they could give students hands-on experience with the world's leading new generation games console. Images below. The Digital Entertainment Academy in Tokyo. Not time to muck around in this classroom, the students are too busy playing and making games. Image, a classroom full of many Netyaro's development stations. All stations have a PC, with most having the SDK printed manuals, and a TV above the PC monitor, and a Netyaro's on top of the TV. Some stations don't have a TV, but have something that resembles a flatbed scanner. Image. The same classroom above, in a teacher presenting a lecture with students at the Netyaro's development stations. All the Netyaro's have security memory card dongle installed, but no controllers are inserted. The TV screens are in the green brick screen, Netyaro's loading program called Seokans. More information on worldwide educational institutes that included Netyaro's. See http://netyaros.com. Community Educational Institution Listing Sources. Article from Official Australian PlayStation Magazine, Issue 9 from April 1998. This article is available in PDF form. The full magazine is also available in PDF form. Magic Castle, comments, feedback comments are open. Your name, or alias, required colon, your plain text comment, required colon, your entered name, and comment will be displayed above this form. There is no reply notifications, or editing of comments. Spam, swearing or off-topic comments will be removed.